David Jenite. You're listening to the Weekly Reverse Speed Show. We're on to hour two. And my guest this week, we welcome back to the program, reverse speed analyst Sean Smith, who has got some interesting reversals to play us. Sean, welcome back to the show.
Hello, David. Kind of you to have me back on.
Oh, well, you sent me those reversals. I had a quick flick for them and I thought, oh, good, here's my show for this Friday night. Now, you've been doing reverse speed for many years now, haven't you, Sean? How long have you been doing it?
Well, it actually started nothing to do with humans. It started back in the fall of about 2000, where myself and my family were doing ghost investigations, and I found out through a gentleman named David Oyster, who would reverse audio from ghosts known as EVP, and he referred to it as reverse speech. So we did investigations for a couple of years, and one day I was on his website, and I saw something about reverse speech, expecting an article from him. It brought me to your website.
Oh,
and two paragraphs into what is reverse speech, I was totally blown away that it can be found in humans. And we had done an investigation, a ghost investigation, a couple of days prior to that. And one thing that stood out to me was my son reading a headstone. And he had a response from three different spirits. So I went right to that audio, and sure enough, that was the first reversal I found. Was
wow.
on him. And from there, I have been totally fascinated. So that's been quite a while.
Yeah.
16 years, roughly.
16 years. And you were certified as an analyst, what, 3 years ago, something like that?
About a year and a half ago.
A year and a half ago. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. Okay, yeah. So now what have you got for us today, Sean?
Well, what I had sent you was from Michelle Obama at a Clinton rally from October 13th when she was in Manchester, New Hampshire. And I originally was focused on that because it was a clip from that speech that was going around the news, the media. And I took a look at a certain section of that, and something was in there that caught my attention that I wanted to find out if it could be expanded upon. So I went and listened to her entire speech. And I'm not sure exactly what you're going to be playing, but the first seven that I sent you occur within the first minute of her approaching the podium. It's like she just starts spilling things out, and the reversals seemingly, they don't have anything related to the forward speech. It's like she's just trying to get something out.
Okay, so give me the name. I've got them there all filed on.
The name of the reversal?
Yeah.
First one that came up was Murder Presiding.
Murder Presiding, okay. Wow, that's a bit ominous.
My goodness! You guys are fired up!
And Murder Presiding.
Murder Presiding!
Oh, yeah!
Murder Presiding!
Wow.
Murder Presiding!
Of course, the trail of bodies behind the Clintons is well documented, well known, isn't it?
Yes.
This is Michelle. Wow, that adds a whole other dimension to it, doesn't it? Wow.
It certainly does. Now, on this one here, I'm not sure. I know in a rally in October 27th, Hillary Clinton spoke first, and she introduced Michelle Obama. And this one here, I'm not sure if Hillary Clinton introduced her on this one, too. So I don't know if that's referring to Hillary Clinton on this or not, or what it's all about. But it's very interesting that she starts off right off the bat with Murder Presiding as she's introducing and saying hello to the crowd.
That's quite incredible, isn't it? Wow. I don't know whether the Clintons will ever be indicted for murder, but they need to be. Okay, what if...
Next one was Yes, a Demon.
Well, that sounds about right, too. All right, here we go.
Let me just say...
Yes, a Demon.
Yes, a Demon.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, a Demon.
Wow.
Yes, a Demon.
Wow. The Obamas don't shape up well at all, do they?
All right, the next one is And Now We Will Our Lie.
Oh, that'll be right, too.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, this is the way she says it. And now we will our lie.
And now we will our lie.
Oh, yeah.
And now we will our lie.
Yep.
And now we will our lie.
Right when she says, hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, that's classic. Classic. So Michelle's got it just like Obama's got it, I see.
All right, next one is We Need Display of Force.
Oh, okay, all right. Oh, that's getting the volume up on this one. It looks a bit low. Okay.
I am so thrilled to be here with you all today.
We need display of force.
Be before force.
Yeah, so they're bringing out Michelle Obama as the heavy guns as a show of consolidarity between them, I guess.
Right. Yeah, she's going to tell you all about it, because the next one is Don't Forget It.
All right. Okay, here we go.
This day, thank you for a beautiful fall day.
Don't forget it.
Don't forget it.
Ah.
Don't forget it.
Ah.
Don't forget it.
She's being a little bit authoritarianism there, isn't she?
Sounds like it. I think she's continuing on or referencing President Obama when she says the next one is in the name of fired.
Oh, okay. Right.
You just ordered this day up for me, didn't you?
In the name of fired.
In the name of fired.
Huh.
In the name of fired.
What would that mean?
In the name of fired.
I'm not sure. I don't know if she's referencing Obama or not, but the last four are, and we will our lie. We need display of force. Don't forget it. In the name of fired. Well, I don't know if that's referencing her husband. He's going to be losing his job. I don't know. I don't know where that comes from, but.
I don't know. Interesting. Okay. Well, they're not going to kick him out in the last 2 months.
let's see. Next one is, all of those that we scandal yearn about silly bed.
Oh, okay. All right. Here, a long one. Let's give a bit more volume on this. Okay, here we go.
Let me start by thanking your fabulous governor, your next U.S. senator.
Okay, all of those that we scandal yearn about silly bad.
Heard in a silly scandal yearn about silly bad.
Oh, yeah.
Heard in a silly scandal yearn about silly bad.
So I'm hearing all of us that we scandal. Hang on, let's run it again.
Heard in a silly scandal yearn about silly bad.
Huh, could be either. Yeah.
Heard in a silly scandal.
I can hear us.
Silly bad.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be either way. That's okay. No worries. Yearn about silly bad. See, there you have those negative reversals and all of those and the scandals that they've created. Wow. Okay, all right. What else?
And the next is, in the shallow obscures the search, the deal maker.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's give us a bit more volume on this. Here we go.
I can't believe it's just a few weeks before Election Day.
And in the shallow obscures the search, the deal maker.
In the shallow obscures the search, the deal maker.
I'll be bothered.
In the shallow obscures the search, the deal maker.
Gee, it implies a cover up, doesn't it?
In the shallow obscures the search, the deal maker.
Yeah, a deal's been made somewhere down the line. I don't know what she's referring to, but. One of those shady, sneaky deals, I guess.
Something is going on.
That seems to rule Washington.
She seems privy to it.
Yeah, well, that next. Yep, go on.
The next one is, no winning, girl upset the ship in the loss.
No winning, girl upset the ship in the loss, okay.
I told them that they deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. And I told them that they should disregard anyone who demeans or devalues them.
Okay, no winning, girl upset the ship in the loss.
No winning, girl upset the ship in the loss.
I'll be bothered.
No winning, girl upset the ship in the loss.
Huh.
No winning, girl upset the ship in the loss.
I don't know, gee whiz, I don't know. Maybe they're going to lose the election. That'd
That's what
cool.
I'm wondering. Is that
Oh,
I was wondering if that's what she was referencing. Does she know something, or is she tapping into the collective unconscious? I don't know.
Yeah. Gee whiz, I can't call this election, Sean. It's too close to call. Could go either way, you know?
Well, if we kind of think of it a bit, perhaps maybe she's referencing Hillary Clinton, maybe the next one may give us a clue, because she says, still bring him the blank after that. That's the next one. Still bring him the blank.
Yep, got it. Yeah, I see the word. Yep, okay, so here we go.
and that they should make their voices heard in the world.
And still bring in the blank. Still bring him the blank, right.
Still bring him shit.
Oh, yeah.
Still bring him shit.
Absolutely.
Still bring him shit.
Wow, gee whiz. She's got some nigger perversals on her, doesn't she? Wow, just like her husband. Huh.
Well, it's interesting if you look at it, perhaps being she's referencing Clinton in the previous one, is she talking about who's she talking about?
You lost Sean.
Oh, sorry. Yep. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Yep.
Yeah, so who is she talking about on that last one?
Which one was that? Let's play it again.
And that they should make their voices heard in the world.
Oh, I guess people in general.
Right. Now, so is she talking about potentially Trump? If she's still bringing, they're going to still bring him the blank, even though Hillary may be losing.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, there's been a bit of blank over Trump the last couple of weeks, but he seems to have weathered it fairly well. I don't know.
Amazing world.
Yeah, I've got the whole election day marked out of my calendar. Oh, I'm going to be sitting from beginning to end taping. Okay, what's next?
Liars need make a murder.
Got murder again. Okay, all right. Here we go.
And now here I am, out on the campaign trail in an election where we have consistently been hearing...
Liars need make a murder.
Liars need make a murder.
Wow.
Liars need make a murder.
So two references.
Liars need make a murder.
So two references to murder. The first one was murder presiding. Here's this one again, folks.
Thank goodness! You guys are fired up!
And murder presiding.
Murder presiding!
Wow.
Murder presiding!
That's quite a reversal.
Murder presiding!
Wow, that's quite a reversal. Wow. Wow. Okay. All right. So what else?
Next one is she'll know of the offer.
That's interesting. Okay. All right. She'll know of the offer.
Hurtful, hateful language.
She'll know of the offer.
She'll know of the offer.
Huh. Wonder what offers food. Huh.
All right. Those two reversals actually occur in the same sentence that you just played forward. First one occurs at the beginning of the sentence, and that one occurs at the end. So the first part of the sentence, it's liars need make a murder. And at the end, she's saying she'll know of the offer.
Okay, so here's the first one.
Liars need make a murder.
Liars need make a
murder.
And then she'll know of the offer. Wow. Quite clear. Huh. Interesting. Contract kit on someone?
I don't know. What is it? She knows of something. Twice, as you mentioned, she brings up murder.
Yeah. Someone's been taken out of this planet. Oh, my God. The corruption in Washington, D.C. is just unfathomable, just staggering. I just am just amazed by it. I watch the TV every day, and I just shake my head in disbelief at everything that's happening. It's like a cheap B-grade movie, isn't it?
It does seem surreal sometimes.
Yeah.
The next one you have up is Old Man Visit White House.
Oh, yeah? Okay. I wonder who the old man is.
Me too.
Yeah, here we go.
And to make matters worse, it now seems very clear that this isn't an isolated incident. It's one of countless examples of how he has treated women his whole life. And I have to tell you that I listen to all of this, and I feel it so personally.
Old man visit White House.
Old man visit White House.
Huh.
Old man visit White House.
Yeah, not as clear as that one. The White House has got a strange little glitch on it. But I don't know who the old man would be. No idea.
Not sure either. The next one is They Mock of Mission.
They Mock of Mission. Where is that? Got it. Here we go.
And I'm sure that many of you do too, particularly the women. The shameful comments about our body.
Okay, They Mock of Mission.
They Mock of Mission.
Huh.
They Mock of Mission.
Huh.
They Mock of Mission.
Well, that doesn't show the outrage backwards that she's expressing forwards, does it?
Doesn't seem to go together. Maybe I'll tie the next one together, all three of them together, to meaning something.
All right, so what's the next one?
The next one is They Know Muslim Boy.
Oh, yeah? Interesting. Okay, here we go.
It's that feeling of terror and violation that too many women have felt when someone has grabbed them.
They Know Muslim Boy.
They Know Muslim Boy.
Oh, yeah.
They Know Muslim Boy. No Muslim boy.
See, what's the Obama's fascination with Muslims? I mean,
not sure.
No,
but those three are clustered together. Old man visit White House. They Mock of Mission. They Know Muslim boy.
Okay, well, there's some shenanigans going on.
Well, maybe you'll be able to find it, because the next one is Hear Oates Say More.
Okay, I'll talk about this reverse after I play it.
Someone recently told me a story.
Hear Oates Say More.
Hear Oates Say More.
Wow.
Hear Oates Say More.
Wow.
Hear Oates Say More.
Wow. All right, anyone who's been doing reverse speech for any significant time, you'll know that the word oats is a metaphor that appears occasionally in reverse speech. If you want to know why, you've got to read my book, It's Only a Metaphor. And you can get it from my website in the product section. It's as an e-book available right now. It's currently being proofread and edited for publication. But in that book, It's Only a Metaphor, I explain why oats appears in reverse. And I'm not going to tell you any more than that. You're going to get my book, It's Only a Metaphor, and read it and find out why. And there we go. Okay. All right. So what's next?
I am the law.
Yep, looking right at that one. There we go.
I'm here today because I believe with all of my heart that Hillary Clinton will be that president.
I am the law.
I am the law.
Huh.
I am the law.
She's trying to...
I am the law.
Oh, she's laying her foot down, telling us what we have to do, eh?
Apparently.
Yeah. Do what I say or else. Okay, all right, so what's next?
Well, she's going to tell us what Hillary's about here. It's next one is the bombardment of missile guarantee. Now, I found bombardment to be a little tough. Took me a little while to try to work it through, but I don't know how it's going to play on the air, but we'll see how it goes.
Well, that would be consistent with other reversals we found on Hillary.
Exactly.
So here's the forwards.
We know that Hillary's the right person for the job because we've seen her character and commitment, not just in this campaign, but over the course of her entire life.
Okay, the bombardment, with bombardment being a little bit tough, of missile guarantee. I can hear that. Wow. That's like about three or four reversals we've got now that hint at war. If Hillary is elected, and the bombardment of missile, that's scary. That's like a raid. The bombardment of missile.
Exactly, multiple, right? Not just one.
Yeah, that's right. It's multiple. Gee, where is that scary stuff? Wow.
Besides, yes. A little bit further by saying on the next one, her march, see a war.
Yeah, I just saw that one. Here we go.
Each of us is a precious part of this great American story, and we are always stronger together.
Her march, see a war.
Her march, see a war.
Oh, yes.
Her march, see a war.
Absolutely.
Her march, see a war.
Wow, I'm going to save that in my Hillary compilation file. This is Michelle, right? Michelle Obama,
right.
That one's getting saved.
Now... She's the fourth person to talk about Hillary Clinton taking the United States to war. Hillary Clinton herself has said this. One of them is, I'll bring us war. I know you played those.
Yeah, I'm just going to try those.
Okay, so I'll hold off then. So we got Hillary Clinton. We got Tim Kaine saying she will bring it to war. We also have Bill. He says, you're a villain, see a war.
Okay.
Bill Clinton also said, see a war.
All right, let's play them all. Okay, so here's Hillary, I'll bring us war.
Over the past year, I've laid out my plans for defeating ISIS. We need to take out their strongholds in Iraq and Syria by intensifying the air campaign and stepping up our support.
And this one says, I'll bring us war.
I'll bring us war.
I'll bring us war. I'll bring us war.
And the other one was on Tim Kaine, is that right?
Right. But you also had another one in the crazy Muxia war on Hillary, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Let's go and play that one first. Hang on. In this crazy Muxia war. Pull that one up real quick. Here we go. Here's the forwards.
The truth is, through all these years of public service, the service part has always come easier to me than the public part.
In this crazy Muxia war.
Be Mr. Z Moxie War.
And then the Tim Kaine one.
You're a villain, see a war.
Yeah, let me see if I can pull that up real quick. Hang on. Your villain, see a war. The villain, see a war. Here we go.
Not a lot of people who put their trust and their faith in Hillary, and she's always delivered for them.
And here's the reversal, the villain, see a war. Wow. There we go, folks. We'll be back right after this for the last section of the weekly news.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances, an underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential. Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077. Okay, we looking at reversals on Michelle Obama. And I found that the one on the Bill Clinton during the break. So let's play this one. So here's Bill Clinton, see a war.
She always wants to move the ball forward. That is just who she is.
I'm back with see a war.
See a war.
Wow.
See a war. See a war.
And let's play Tim Kaine again.
An awful lot of people who put their trust and their faith in Hillary. And she's always delivered for them.
The villain see war.
The villain see war.
Wow.
The villain see war. The villain see war.
And now we have Michelle Obama.
Each of us is a precious part of this great American story. And we are always stronger together.
Her march see a war.
Her march see a war.
Wow.
Her march see a war.
Wow. Well, that's four people now. That's from, like you pointed out, four different people who've said that Hillary Clinton's going to bring us to war. That's pretty scary, isn't it?
I don't know how you can get any stronger confirmation at that. She is a warmonger. You've been doing this for 33 or 34 years. I've never heard of four different people talking about the same subject about the same person.
Yeah, you're absolutely
that person.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely
wrong.
Wow. Oh, God, I hope she doesn't get in. We will see. All right, so there you go, folks. You heard it right from the horse's mouth. If Hillary Clinton's elected, we're going to see war. Okay, what's your next one, Sean?
I only had one other that I sent you this morning or earlier today.
Okay, right.
And I'm not sure if you got it. It was from Michelle Obama at another Clinton rally on October 27th in North Carolina. I've only gotten into the first few minutes of it, but right off the bat, coming out, she says, "Here, murderer."
Yeah, I got that one here. I haven't listened to it yet, so let's just play it.
Well, hey there. You guys are pretty fired up, right?
Here, murderer.
Here, murderer.
Wow.
Here, murderer.
Wow.
Here, murderer.
And what, this is at a Clinton rally?
Exactly, yeah, October 27th.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Hillary Clinton had just finished her speech, and then she introduced Michelle Obama. Oh. And those are the first words as she approached the podium.
Here, murderer. Let's do it again.
Well, hey there. Pretty fired up, right?
Here, murderer.
Here, murderer.
Wow.
Here, murderer.
Here, murderer.
Yeah, listen to this reverse. So this is, we've got murder, three times on Michelle Obama. Wow. Here we have Donald Trump referencing a dead man.
Could also be China. Could also be lots of other people. It also could be somebody sitting on their bed that weighs 400 pounds, okay? You don't know who broke in to DNC. But what did we learn with DNC?
That's what it says, see all the dead men.
See all the dead men.
See all the dead men. See all the dead men.
All right, so while we're on the topic of bodies and the Clintons, let's have a look. Where's Bill Clinton. What happened? Are you there, Sean?
Yep, you cut out a little bit, but I got you.
Okay. I'm trying to find the one about Vincent Foster. I don't know where I've got it. Where Clinton's talking about the death of Vincent Foster, and it clearly references murder. But I don't know where they are. Sorry, I can't pull them up right now. Anyway.
Bill Clinton, if I recall right. Bill Clinton.
Sorry, yeah, this was Bill Clinton. Let me just do a quick search. What does the reversal say again? Silly hit there. I'll do a quick search and I'll find it. Okay, here we go. Silly hit, nose are worn. That's in Sound Rent 0216. Okay. Okay, so we are going to here. LMOPQRS, 216. Not there. Must have been 16B. Okay, so here we go with Hillary Clinton, with Bill Clinton on the death of Vincent Foster.
Come see me on Wednesday, which was the day after he shot himself. It broke my heart. We've been friends for more than 40 years. We lived next to each other when we were little bitty kids. He was a remarkable man, and I miss him.
The special counsel says he's going to look into that, too. Is that fair game?
Well, I think, you know, because he had some files that were relevant to it, I think he has to look into what was there. And he'll just, whatever he wants to do is, you know, let him do that. That's not my business.
Reversal says, silly hit, nerves are worn.
But I think he has to look into what was...
Oh, okay, that was a forward. So here we go.
Silly hit, nerves are worn.
Silly hit, nerves are worn.
So that's a reference to Vincent Foster being a hit.
Versus a suicide. Two gunshots to the head, dragged across the street to a park or something like that.
Yeah, that's
dragged right. Himself across the street after he shot himself twice in the head.
No, the first time he wasn't happy, so he went and did a second one. And then Clinton says, make no mistake, get out of it.
I make no mistake,
get out of it. That was a little bit harder to hear, but anyway. Wow, so murders following the Clintons. That's really quite incredible. And
she wants to take the United States to war.
Now, yeah.
I know you have a bunch of others on her about her health. She mentions, uh-huh. I face an illness. She says, uh-huh. I need marijuana. They deal her Prozac. My wolf smashed.
Okay.
Now, based on all that, we don't know exactly what's going on with her, but I think it can go, and if you had to guess, that she has more of a mental illness versus a physical one.
Yeah, that'd be right.
Now, a few days ago, it came out in WikiLeaks that some email correspondences from Huma, part of what she stated was she is still not perfect in the head. This was a few days before she launched her campaign back in April of 2015.
Oh, really?
So these reversals leaning toward her having a mental issue, a health issue, and then meanwhile, these emails have been going around from a year ago. She's still not perfect in the head. So if you have a warmonger that is not mentally stable, is that what the world needs?
Not even close, no. And
now,
here's – go ahead.
I'm sorry. I don't think there's any reversals that have been documented where Trump is talking about his health.
No, none at all. No.
But
no.
By comparison, he wants peace. He wants to make things.
Yes, yes, he does. Yeah, that's what his reversals say. And Hillary's after war.
Right. And he says things like, I heal this. I would get out being Syria. We fix it.
Yep.
Wish the earth nirvana.
Yep. Yep. Gee, I got so many reversals on my computer. I got thousands of them. I don't know. I forget which subdirectives are going to fold in every now and then.
You have an amazing system. Like, usually you can pull those up in half a second. So.
Yeah, I know. So let's play a couple of those reversals on Hillary Clinton. I played them the first hour, but let's play them again. Here's a new one about drugs.
And you know, I am sick and tired of the negative, dark, divisive, dangerous vision and behavior of people who support Donald Trump.
See, she doesn't like Donald Trump supporters, does she? Wow. Calls them deplorable, and in this one, what does she say about them?
The dangerous vision and behavior of people who support Donald Trump.
The dangerous behavior of people who support Donald Trump. Now, let me see. Wasn't it Hillary who paid protesters $1,500 a head to go and disrupt the Trump rallies and cause violence?
Something like that, yeah.
I think it was. Anyway, this reversal says, drug played again.
Drug played again.
Drugs made again.
There's a drug.
Drugs
She's on some form of drug. And there we have, Balamil, here's this one.
Let me start by saying words matter. Words matter when you run for president, and they really matter when you are president.
And but I'm ill.
Heard I'm ill.
Heard I'm ill. Heard I'm ill.
Yeah, that's pretty straightforward. And here she says, I need marijuana.
Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion.
I need marijuana.
I need marijuana.
Huh.
I need marijuana. I need marijuana.
Then they deal her Prozac?
We did not. In fact, my direction to conduct the thorough investigation was to err on the side of providing anything that could be possibly viewed as work-related.
They deal her Prozac.
They deal her Prozac.
They deal her Prozac. They deal her Prozac.
So what do we know about this woman? We know that she wants war. We know that she's got health issues and she's on drugs to combat those health issues. What else do we know? We know that she's a criminal. She's committed all these crimes, like here's one here.
The young people in America today are the most open, diverse, and connected generation.
Universal says, did the crime and I'll be quiet. That's nice and clear, isn't it? Just amazing, isn't it? Just incredible.
Yeah, I just sent you an email with a link to an audio of her saying from her Million for Hillary video when she was launching her campaign in 2014 or talking about it, pretending she was not going to run. But it states, a crime in its circle, but you seek it.
Okay, let me see if I can open that up.
Yeah, in the meantime, looking that up, it's you have other ones from her, and I'll scam you in a crime, but I did it, when she's referencing the American embassies.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, yeah, we'll play that too. All right, so this is a crime in its circle, but you seek it.
The history of progress in America.
A crime in its circle, but you seek it. Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah, there it is. Wow. She has got to be the most corrupt person ever to run for the Oval Office. This is just amazing. What was the other one you referenced? The crime, I did it, and that was...
Yeah, that was from her video from 1 Million for Hillary back in 2014. She had put that out.
Yep, okay, here it is.
We've seen rage and violence directed at American embassies over an awful internet video that we had nothing to do with.
In a crime, but I did.
In a crime, but I did.
Yeah, well.
In a crime, but I did.
She should be charged with the murders or manslaughter at least of the people who were killed in Benghazi. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. American ambassador killed. Incredible stuff. How this woman is still free and on the streets is absolutely amazing to me. I just don't understand it whatsoever.
Friends in high places, maybe.
Yeah, one law for the Clintons and one law for everyone else, you know. And, I was reading an interesting scenario that if she actually makes it to the White House and these investigators continue, there's actually a precedent that a sitting president is not indicted for a crime because it will interfere with the running of the government, which I find quite incredible.
Maybe she can pardon herself.
Well, they were saying that she can actually do that if she wanted to. that's quite stunning to me. We will wait and see what transpires.
And then by contrast, I know you played a lot on Trump earlier when he's saying, America, you got it. And he talks about the Constitution, the Second Amendment, where... there's no blanking way that they're going to let them take away gun rights. And you see, another one was see the warning about the Second Amendment being chipped away. So he's a constitutionalist. He talks about we love you, talk about the people. He loves the people.
Uh-huh.
He loves America.
Yeah, here we have We Love America. Here we go.
Thank you, everybody. So here's what happened. I got here, and they all said, we have a great crowd. We don't have time for the national anthem. I said, yes, we do. We have time for the national anthem. What?
And we love America. Don't see don't hear Hillary Clinton saying that in reverse, do we?
There's the contrast. And you have another one where you posted where I would get him, meaning he was talking about getting jobs for U.S. workers. You don't hear Hillary?
Yes.
I would get him.
Oh, I don't know where that one is. Nope, don't know where that one is. Sorry.
Yeah, meanwhile, you have one from her that where she's stating in the forward that she trusts the voters 100%, but then the reversal is F you. So,
I remember that one. Once again, I don't know where that one is either. You're pulling out all these obscure reversals.
Well, they do have meaning when she's actually flipping off the American people.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, look, she does it all the time. It's just amazing stuff. I'm just trying to see. No, I can't find it. Sorry. I don't know what subject that one's in. Right. I've got thousands.
I might be able to help you on that.
Okay.
I think it might be under your page, 2016 presidential election.
Oh, okay. Which election?
2016.
Oh, sorry, which
on
election?
Your webpage.
Yeah. Oh, on my webpage. Oh, I see. No, we'll have trouble finding.
Okay.
No, doesn't matter. Anyway, but yes, the contrast between Trump and Clinton is actually really quite remarkable. Go to YouTube, folks, and look at the two videos I just uploaded: the best of Hillary Clinton and the best of Donald Trump. And to compare the two of them side by side and tell me who you want babysitting your kids.
There's, you know, another contrast, she's talking about setting goals to make the economy work for everyone, but the reversal is must scam you. Take that back up to Donald Trump when he wants to make jobs. And he says, I would get them. Opposite
right.
ends.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let me see if I can pull my I've got... And I'll scam you. I'll see if I can finally, I'll scam you.
And you know what? It also matters when he makes fun of people with disabilities. Calls women pigs.
And I'll scam you.
And I'll scam you.
And I'll scam you. And I'll scam you.
I'm just trying to find the must scam you one. Once again, I can't put my hands on that one real quick either. I need to be given a prior warning of these. When you...
Well, we're just randomly going over things that have been put out there, and people can find them on your website to
they're all
verify
on my website.
What we're talking about is actually out there. It's been documented.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these have been – I mean, heavens, I've been doing Hillary Clinton reversals for a long, long time. And, they're all there. No, I can't see must scam you. I'm searching through all my directories here, and I'm not too sure exactly where it is.
Well, you got the one I mentioned how Hillary says F you, but in the contrast again, there's one from Trump saying, I'm going to beg you, I need to see you. So he's actually saying that he knows he needs America to work together to help push him forward.
Yeah, well, all of Trump's reversals have been about working and helping and building and planning and, you know, saving America. I mean, I don't know. He has a bit of a brash mouth, but I think that's what America needs right now, quite frankly. And I think the reason why the authorities are so scared about him coming into power is he's going to completely overthrow the establishment. He's going to drain the swamp, as he calls it. there'll be a lot of your fires. I mean, wow, I am so looking forward to sitting back and watching all that happen. That's going to be marvelous.
Yeah. Yeah, just going back and looking at these reversals from Michelle Obama about, we have three references of murder, and as you know, that the in reversals, they're not flippant comments. They're really precise. They're
yes,
they are. For a reason, and the words chosen are always what amaze me of how much that can be said in so little. Like if, compare it to a picture is worth 1,000 words. You can get 1,000 words from a few words in a reversal. Yep. So there's not – they're there for a reason. They're there to tell you something is going on.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, and yes, you, the words that Reverse Speech uses is actually really quite amazing. It's they squeeze so much information into just 3 or 4 words that say so much, you know. They're incredible. Like this murder presiding. I want to play that one again.
Thank goodness. You guys are fired up.
Yeah, murder presiding.
Murder presiding.
Wow.
Murder.
And that's a V5. That's pretty bad. Wow. So you must be pretty excited to find these reversals, Sean.
Well, I was kind of shocked, actually, because I didn't expect anything like these, especially when they don't seem to be involved with anything in the forward speech. So it's just like she comes out on that stage and she just let it out. And like I said, the first 7 of them that we played occurred in the first minute, and I think 2 more after that occurred in total of 2 minutes in her first part of her speech. We get 9 reversals in 2 minutes. It's quite a bit, especially the topic that she's referencing.
That's pretty staggering stuff. Wow. Quite an amazing woman. I say that tongue-in-cheek. So... And I still can't find that Must Scam You. I'm searching for all my directories. I know the reversal you're referring to. It's actually quite a clear reversal. But
on Trump, yeah. I don't think you played in the first hour. I'm gonna beg you. I need to see you.
I don't think I know where that one is. No, I don't know that one.
Second presidential debate, maybe.
Okay, let's have a look at the presidential debate.
Second one.
Second presidential debate. Okay.
Perhaps.
What's the reversal saying again?
I'm going back to it. Sorry. I'm gonna beg you. I need to see you. And authorities talking about rebuilding the manufacturing industry.
Oh, I remember that one. Yeah. No, it's none of the presidential debate. Not number 2, anyway. Nope. Nope. All right. Okay. Here's one on taxes. Listen to this one.
Hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes. But as soon as my routine audit's finished, I'll release my returns. I'll be very proud to.
And he says, innocent. Help. Help.
Help.
Help.
Help.
I don't know. There's nothing in his tax returns. I don't know what he's
saying. That's what it sounds like.
Ah, Must Scam You. Here we go.
If we overcome the divisiveness that sometimes sets Americans against one another, and instead we make some big goals, and I've set forth some big goals, getting the economy to work for everyone.
And Must Scam You.
Must Scam You.
Huh.
Must Scam You.
There it is.
Must Scam You.
So it's twice we've got a saying scam. I'll scam you and Must Scam You. And
so apparently the economy's not going to work for everyone.
I would say so. You're absolutely right there. Yeah, okay. Okay, here's all these reversals. They're on the presidential debates. I just forgot where they were. So many reversals. So I've done so much work this year, Sean.
You've been busy.
Hey, I've been really busy. JFK assassination, moon landing, 9-1-1.
Writing books.
Yeah, all the presidential election. Yeah, I've got another book to write beginning of next year. On all the latest stuff, and I'm going to really, really analyze the elections in reverse. And that's in line for beginning of next year. I'll write that book. So there we
nice.
Go. All right, Sean, so what's your future with reverse speech? Just finding reversals, I guess.
Yeah, just to get fascination with. I'm always amazed what you do come up with. And again, something like you come across Michelle Obama talking about these random things. You never know what you're going to come up with.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Sean, that's the end of our show, mate. Thanks for being this guest, and I'll have you on again, okay?
Thank you for having me.
Okay, thanks, mate. Bye-bye. Bye. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavior.
Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnterHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnterFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnterHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnterHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com. Enerfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that Enter Health offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night, 11/2/2018. And, oh, I'll tell you, it was wonderful to have Brother Steve Quayle on last night. Fantastic show. If you did not catch it, then you can go and look it up on the archives. Survive2thrive.net. Look at the archives. You'll find them there for the old Hawk. So, anyway...